From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Stock futures are up on the latest retail sales figures. The government reports the biggest monthly sales jump last month since November, 0.3%. Most economists had expected sales to decline, and the February increase would have been bigger but for a drop in auto sales, that partly because of Toyota's recall problems. A court-appointed examiner has spent the past year looking into the cause of Lehman Brothers' collapse. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the findings show the investment bank used numerous accounting gimmicks.
The 2,200-page report was issued by examiner Anton Valukas, who was charged by a bankruptcy court judge with investigating Lehman's collapse. It says executives committed serious errors of business judgment and even manipulated the bank's balance sheet in an effort to move assets off its books. One gimmick, called Repo 105, was used to mislead regulators and investors about the extent of the company's leverage. Valukas said Lehman's creditors could have claims against some bank executives, although he also said there was not widespread wrongdoing. The report says Lehman's troubles were aggravated by other banks like Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase, which hurt Lehman's liquidity by demanding additional collateral in the weeks before the bankruptcy. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The workers who cleaned up Ground Zero have tentatively settled their health lawsuits against the city of New York. NPR's Robert Smith reports a special insurance fund has agreed to pay out $657 million for ailments caused by the dust from the collapsed World Trade Center buildings.
More than 10,000 firefighters, policemen, and construction workers sued the city of New York in the years after 9/11. They claim that working on the smoking pile of Ground Zero gave them asthma and other respiratory ailments. The first few lawsuits were about to go to trial in New York when the city's insurance fund settled. The fund was set up with $1 billion in FEMA money after the attacks. 95% of the rescue and recovery workers have to agree to the settlement for it to go into effect. A special master will then determine how sick each worker is and what the payout will be. Workers could get from a few thousand to more than $1 million. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
House Democrats meet again today on health care overhaul. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there could be a vote by March 18th, as President Obama wants, but she's not guaranteeing it.
It may take longer, and we will take up the bill when we're ready to take up the bill.
She says leaders will need time to sell a completed bill to some House members concerned they might pay on Election Day if they support it. Two suicide bombings in Pakistan have killed at least 39 people. The bombs went off seconds apart in a military area of the eastern city of Lahore. Officials say troops were among those killed, and dozens of people are hurt. This is NPR News. Two British Airways labor strikes have been announced, and that means up to 12,000 British Airways cabin staff will walk out twice for a total of 7 days this month. Larry Miller reports from London that the first walkout is set for a week from tomorrow.
This dispute has been going on since last year. A walkout by British Airways cabin crew over Christmas was only blocked by a court injunction. The airline insists its dire financial position requires it to make changes to pay, conditions, and the size of the cabin crew on flights. The union offered an across-the-board pay cut, but core issues were left unresolved. Union leader Len McCluskey.
BA management's real agenda is destroying trade unionism amongst its employees.
British Airways has trained 1,000 ground staff and other workers to take over for striking cabin crew. The union says this puts passengers' lives at risk. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
General Motors' outgoing vice chairman Bob Lutz says that gas-electric hybrids are the way of the future for trucks and SUVs. Lutz predicts General Motors will keep making the big vehicles because customers want them, but he says they will have to get better fuel mileage to meet government standards coming in for the year 2020. Federal regulators say they will carefully pick over cable company Comcast's proposed buy of NBC Universal to make sure the deal doesn't harm consumers or reduce competition. The Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission have held a hearing, but so far no signals about which way they'll go. Comcast wants to buy a majority stake in NBC Universal from General Electric. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.